WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Feminine Mystique, Powerful Woman Energy Daily. It's your girl Riley Hart here, and trust me, you're in for a treat today. We're diving deep into something that's absolutely essential for every woman out there, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly putting yourself through this brutal inner critic workout? Like you're always striving for perfection, beating yourself up over tiny mistakes, and missing out on all the joy because your inner voice is a total buzzkill? I've been there, and let me tell you, it ain't pretty. But guess what? We can change that narrative. Self-compassion isn't about becoming some kind of fluffy unicorn who never faces challenges. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer your best friend. Now, before we dive in, remember this. Being a powerful woman doesn't mean you have to be constantly slaying dragons and walking on sunshine. It means showing up authentically, embracing your imperfections, and learning to love yourself, flaws and all. Here are 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your self-compassion game. First things first, ditch the all-or-nothing thinking. Life isn't black and white, people. We're not robots programmed for perfection. It's okay to make mistakes, to have off days, and to stumble along the way. Seriously, it's part of being human. Think about it like this. If your bestie tripped and scraped their knee, would you yell at them? Hell no. You'd probably offer a hug, a band-aid, and maybe even some ice cream. Treat yourself with that same level of care and understanding. Next up, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to those inner voices. Are they constantly criticizing, judging, or putting you down? It's like having a personal heckler in your head, right? Time to call them out. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Most likely, the answer is no. So why are we saying it to ourselves? Here's another game changer. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what's missing or what could be better, but taking time to appreciate the good stuff in your life can work wonders for self-compassion. Every day, try listing 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or a supportive friend. These little moments of gratitude can shift your perspective and make a huge difference. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body in ways that feel good, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you're showing yourself love and respect, 2 essential ingredients for self-compassion. Finally, remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Building self-compassion takes time and practice. There will be days when your inner critic is louder than usual, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just keep practicing those self-care rituals, challenge negative thoughts, and remind yourself that you are worthy of love and kindness, exactly as you are. Now, let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time you totally bombed that presentation at work? You were so nervous, your palms were sweating, your voice was shaking, and you could practically feel your brain melting into a puddle of goo. I've been there, and I know how awful it feels to replay that moment over and over in your head, beating yourself up for every little mistake. But here's the thing. Imagine if you had treated yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend who was struggling through the same situation. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, you might have acknowledged that you tried your best, learned from the experience, and moved forward with grace. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring our shortcomings or settling for mediocrity. It's about embracing our imperfections with kindness and understanding. It's about remembering that we are human beings, not superhuman robots. And sometimes, even superheroes have bad days. So, my powerful women, let's make a pact. Today, I challenge you to treat yourself with the same love, care, and support you would offer your dearest friend. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and remember that you are worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Now go out there and rock your world. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of self-compassion. Together, let's create a world where women support each other, lift each other up, and celebrate their authentic selves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.